Hachette Audio presents Madame Ristel, the life, death, and resurrection of old New York's most fabulous, fearless, and infamous abortionist. Written by Jennifer Wright. Read by Mara Wilson. For my daughter, Madeline. Prologue. Winter, 1878. Although it was 10:45 p.m. when Madame Ristel opened the front door of her Fifth Avenue brownstone, her face seemed unsurprised by what she saw. A strange man in a black suit, shivering on her landing, the harsh puffs of his breath lingering between them in the cold January air. After all, how many men like him had found themselves hovering upon her doorstep over the past 40 years? These men knew of Madame Ristel's reputation as a woman of skill and discretion. Perhaps this man had just come from supper with his mistress, who had informed him of some unwelcome news. Or he might have been a husband whose wife was in the kind of ill health that would prevent her from having more children. Perhaps he already had more children than he could afford to feed. "May I speak to Madame Ristel?" he asked. "Do you wish to see her professionally?" Her voice lilted with a hint of its original West Country accent. He nodded. The woman beckoned him inside. Winding her way through her drawing room, Ristel walked, according to the man observing her, with a stride that was firm for all advancing years, and a bearing that flaunted a callous defiance. She hardly resembled the part of Hell's representative on Earth, as her nemesis liked to call her. Rather, the elderly Ristel looked more like the regal grandmother she was. She had been beautiful once, even her harshest critics acknowledged, like Countess Ellen Olenska moving among the glamorous circles of Victorian New York. Gone now were the luxurious frocks and diamonds that had accentuated Ristel's once curvaceous figure. In their place, albeit still glittering with jewels, lay a black silk morning dress, worn in memory of the husband she'd lost the year before. At 66 years old, Madame Ristel had begun to strike people who saw her as a careworn woman. Her brown hair, impeccably styled as ever, was now flecked with gray. Yet, after all these years, her elegance hadn't dimmed. Her dark brown eyes remained as keen and piercing as ever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?